But the difficulty then with the coherence theory is it's confusing two things. It's confusing how I tell what's true with the question of what it is to be true, what being true is. Remember I said the coherence theorist might say, well, how do I tell what's true? I compare the question I'm considering, with the other things that I hold, the other things I believe, and if it's consistent with those, I believe it, otherwise I don't believe it. That may be all very well as an account of how I arrive at a belief, the process I use of establishing a belief, how I tell whether a belief is true. That's not the same thing as what it is for the belief to be true. That's another question altogether. So the coherence theorist has confused two things. How do I tell what's true with what is it for something to be true? And you can see why that is a confusion when you realize that it's consistent for something to be a coherent set of beliefs and yet not be true at all, not to correspond to anything outside of beliefs. Here's a very simple way to make the same point. An ordinary fiction, a novel, say, or a film, whatever it is, those are coherent narratives. They fit together into a coherent web of statements, but none of them are true. They're all fiction. So the mere fact that you've got coherence among statements or among beliefs is never enough to make them true. They miss out the realm of fact. They miss out the realm of reality. Okay, that's the coherence theory. What about the pragmatic theory? The pragmatic theory says the following. It says that truth is the same thing as utility or usefulness. For a belief to be true is for it to be useful to believe it. Now this again has the ring of truth to it. It sounds like a sensible idea. Here's an example. I believe that if I jump off a tall building, I will be injured because of the force of gravity. Okay, if I abide by that belief, if I act according to that belief, I won't be injured by jumping off tall buildings. If I reject that belief and I jump off a tall building, I will be injured. So there's a connection between a belief being true and my well-being, my satisfying my goals, not getting into trouble, doing well in life. So the pragmatist is saying, well, what is it for a belief to be true ultimately? It's for it to be the kind of thing where if you rely on it, then you will increase your well-being. In a word, truth is the same thing as usefulness. Falsity is the same thing as the lack of usefulness. So falsity is believing something which will frustrate your goals and maybe lead to death and disaster. Truth is something which will lead to the success of goals. So truth is essentially the same thing as success. A true belief is a successful belief. It's a view which originated in America, particularly with William James. It's usually associated with the pragmatic theory of truth. And you can see why it has a certain kind of appeal. One of the things it's meant to do is bring truth down from the Platonic heavens of there being some abstract world of forms that makes things true, and it makes truth a reassuringly sensible, down-to-earth property. It's just the idea of doing well, success, satisfying your goals. Well, what should we say about this particular theory? The first thing to say about it is it always the case that when you believe something true, you believe something useful, something which will satisfy your goals? Well, it's obvious on reflection that isn't the case, because it's possible to have beliefs in things which will not satisfy your goals. If you're living in a country which is a despotic tyranny, for example, you may find that believing what the government tells you, the government propaganda, is far more conducive to your well-being than believing what's true. If the government is telling you that it's really a perfectly sensible, civilized state in which nobody's ever persecuted and so on, if you disbelieve that, you're liable to be somebody who gets into trouble. As soon as it's found out that you disbelieve that, then you'll be liable to be confronted by the secret police or whatever it may be. If you believe that the government is a caring government, then you'll be more likely to flourish in that society, given the way the nature of that society. So what is the belief which is most useful to believe? What is the belief which will lead to your success about your government? The belief that you're living in a well-governed, humane, good society. That's the belief which will lead to your success, because you'll be persecuted if you believe the truth, which is you're living in a despotic tyranny. So in this case, believing what's true, you're living in a despotic tyranny, is liable to be a problem for you, because you have to conceal all these facts from yourself, which you know to be the case. It would be much better for you to believe what would be useful. So that's one problem with the theory. The other problem with the theory goes back to what I said earlier in Lecture 2 about belief, which is that beliefs can't be willed. I may come to the view that it's useful for me to act in a certain way. I may say to myself, if only I believed such and such, I'd be happier, I'd be more successful. But I can't just make myself believe something because I think it would be useful for me to believe it. If I'm living in that despotic tyranny, I may say to myself, I know I'm living in a despotic tyranny, but I'm going to get into trouble with people given that I have that belief. It'd be much better for me, I'd live a better life, if I didn't believe that, so I'll believe it. That I can't do, because that would be a case of trying to will myself or decide to believe something.